Hi, this is Mark Wade from CenterCityCondos.com, Berkshire Hathaway Fox & Roach Realtors. In this podcast, I'd like to share very generally some of the feedback I get from the when I show condos in the 19122 and 19125 areas. I won't pull out any buildings in particular, but overall, the sense I get from buyers looking in those neighborhoods, they're always pleasantly surprised by the fact that most of the buildings up there they're going to find are newer construction pieces. A lot of them have existing tax abatements on them. The units tend to be a little bit modern, a little bit more hip than what you might find if you were to go to, let's say, 8th and Spruce or 12th and Spruce or 19th and Spruce, whatever. The units there tend to be a little bit newer and a little bit more modern and just kind of have the amenities that a lot of buyers are looking for these days. What I find interesting is that 15, 20 years ago, I've been selling condos in this town for 35 years, for heaven's sakes. 15, 20 years ago, you wouldn't go to 19122 or 19125 to look at condos. It was not an option for buyers. And if you did find a condo up there, they were just giving the things away. Well, that's changed dramatically in the past decade or so, as we see a lot of new development and a lot of buyers coming into the area. Originally, when the neighborhood first started out, we'd see a lot of one-bedroom units come on the market. Then as those sold and the neighborhood became more and more stabilized, then we started seeing the larger units, the higher-priced unit, condos going into the neighborhood and selling. It's kind of how old neighborhoods start out from their infancy. They generally start out as the building, there are a lot of rentals in the neighborhood, and then there's some condos that are one bedrooms, and then they start to get bigger and two and three bedroom condos at higher prices. And again, that's something we would not have seen a decade or two ago. So 19122, 19125, very high growth areas in terms of condominiums. The affordability on a lot of the smaller one bedrooms there is a real attraction for a lot of buyers. And I don't see that going away. I think the neighborhood like that, as they tend to grow and they get more people and they get more bodegas and they get more restaurants and they get more livability and walkability, and they then values tend to go up and continue to go up. I see those two neighborhoods as high growth areas in terms of value. So there you go. That's my two cents, my feedback on the 19125, 19122 condos in those areas, and buyer's feedback almost always positive and a real draw, again, for a lot of people who are looking for something a little bit newer, something a little bit affordable and kind of in a hip, kind of groovy neighborhood, if you will. So anyway, this is Mark Wade. Questions, comments, or concerns, pick up the phone, push the buttons on the front of it, 267-237-3404. I welcome your feedback. Thank you.